Tickling Tigers. Hannibal was a very fine mouse. He was big and strong and brave and clever. He had only one fault. He boasted of how he could slip like a shadow through jungles full of snakes, dance on the backs of crocodiles, and even, he said, without turning a whisker, tickle tigers. "Go on," the other mice said. "Show us." "All right, then, I will," said Hannibal. Hannibal saw a tiger sleeping in the jungle. He tickled the tiger with a tiny stick until the tiger woke up. The big tiger roared a roar so terrible that the whole jungle shook. Two other tigers came to see what happened.
"This creature woke me up, and now I'm going to eat him," the first tiger said.
"What a good idea," said the other two tigers.
"Help!" screamed Hannibal, and took off. He ran very fast. The three tigers chased after him. They chased him through a jungle full of snakes, across a river on the backs of crocodiles, and finally they caught up with him. The three tigers argued about who could eat the little mouse.
"He is very small," said the first tiger.
"Not enough for three tigers," said the second.
"He is mine," said the third.
And while they quarreled, Hannibal crept among their paws and made his way home. It would be nice to say that after his adventure, Hannibal had learned his lesson and never boasted again, but that would not be so true. He told his story happily every day.